Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 112 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And the topic of today's podcast is opportunities. Really, in today's podcast, I just want to give a few examples of people that took advantage of the opportunities that were presented to them in the Bible. And we'll try to talk about some principles they used in making the most of opportunities. Because one thing about certain opportunities in life is that they may come around very rarely, or they may come around only once. You won't be able to maximize those things so that you can get the rewards that God has in store for you within those opportunities. Sometimes, some opportunities may come as problems. But if you approach those problems constructively, you can get a lot from it. So the first person that we'll talk about is Joseph. So Joseph, his opportunity came as a problem. He was sold into slavery in Egypt. What many people would do in that slavery is just say, well, my life is over. What's the point of my life? Everything is horrible. I'm not supposed to be here. But what Joseph did was he decided to work hard and do good work, even in that place where he probably did not want to be. I mean, he was the person that literally bought him from slavery as a slave, Potiphar. He worked hard in Potiphar's house. He worked hard in the prison. He always did good work. You don't put people in charge of your stuff if they've been doing horrible work. But Joseph pretty much always did good work, so he kept being promoted. So even if he was in a bad circumstance, he made the most of that bad circumstance. That bad circumstance did not make him start throwing tantrums and doing the wrong thing. So the principle I think we can draw from Joseph's life is, when you're in a situation you don't want to be in, right, keep doing the right thing even in that bad situation. Even if that situation is not your ideal cup of tea, just keep doing the right thing. Now the second person we'll talk about is Daniel. So Daniel was again in slavery in Babylon, and he was given an opportunity to be one of the wise men with King Nebuchadnezzar. So what did Daniel do? Well, the Bible talks about how Daniel had an excellent spirit in him, and you couldn't find any error in his work. One of the best ways to take advantage of opportunities is to do excellent work. Because the thing is, we live in a world that's very competitive. So it's not like, wow, an individual has a monopoly on something. There are many options that people have for choosing the same provider of a same service or something like that. The thing that can create you, but you can create your own monopoly by just being excellent. Because to be honest with you, in this world we live in today, it's extremely difficult to find excellent work. Most times these days, we see a lot of trash quality work. You see a lot of work where it's like things are mass produced. Don't get me wrong, you can mass produce things excellently, but it's really hard to find excellent work. So when you are known as a person that has excellent work, then you will pretty much never run out of work. You will essentially always have work. The Bible says that Daniel, they could literally find no errors. Do you do error-free work? Don't get me wrong. People make mistakes. But I'm telling you that if you put in your heart, your mind, and your attention to something, you can really do excellent work there. You can really, really do excellent work there. So my lesson from the life of Daniel is, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you do, just do excellent work. When you do excellent work, you will make the most of opportunities. Because when people are like, wow, we have 10 different options to pick from to accomplish this thing, they're going to pick the person that does the most excellent work. And remember what the Bible says, be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. And then the third example I'm going to use today is the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross. So many of us know about the thief on the cross, where he was being sentenced to death just at the same time Jesus was sentenced to death. And, you know, actually, there were two people that were sentenced to death with Jesus. One of them was just mocking him and saying whatever. And that person saw the opportunity and said, wow, this is my opportunity to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity that I have, literally. Because, you know, most times Jesus was always surrounded by crowds. it was rare to have the opportunity to literally be by him. So what did this man do? This man said, Lord, can I be with you in paradise? And Jesus was like, okay, yeah, you can. So literally, what did he do? He saw an opportunity and he grabbed it immediately. He saw a good opportunity and he grabbed it immediately. So what's the lesson from this? Again, opportunities can be very transient. That's why the Bible was very big on now is the time of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next tomorrow, but now. The thing is, when you see certain opportunities and you know that it's the right opportunity, you need to grab it immediately. Don't keep dilly-dallying. Some people, they procrastinate opportunities away. They procrastinate opportunities away, right? If he did not take that opportunity, I mean, like, he was also nailed to the cross, so he was probably bleeding out as well. So he had maybe like a few minutes or a few hours at best to live. He saw the opportunity and he grabbed it with both hands. So I'm just encouraging you today, when you see opportunities that are good opportunities, don't keep dilly-dallying. No, grab it then. Grab it at that moment, because that opportunity that is, like, literally, that opportunity that that man got, he will never have gotten another opportunity to give his life to Christ, because literally, he was at the point of death. But he saw the opportunity and he grabbed it. And it didn't matter what, because the thing is, people may look at his life and be like, wow, this guy has been a criminal all his life. Yeah, he was a criminal a lot of his life. But guess what? All his criminal behavior is pretty much gone because he made the right decision in the short space frame of time that he had. So I'm just encouraging you today, when you see certain opportunities, when you know that, wow, this opportunity is God's will, just jump into it. But again, I guess I should maybe throw in a caveat there. Make sure that the opportunity you're taking advantage of is a good one. There are certain things that also mask themselves as opportunities, but they are things that will destroy your destiny, destroy your future, right? So what are classic examples of these things? So things that are like not in line with the word of God, like things that involve you committing sin, those are not opportunities you want to take advantage of. And also all these fads, these short-term things that make no long-term sense, those are things you also want to avoid. Those are not opportunities you want to take advantage of. Right, so just make sure that the opportunity you're taking advantage of is in line with the word of God. So I think I'm going to stop here. I will continue this series, God willing, in the next podcast. But just on this same bent of now is the time of salvation, don't keep postponing your salvation. Don't keep postponing when you want to give your life to Christ. Now is the time. Tomorrow is no guarantee. The person could literally drop dead tomorrow or sleep and not wake up. Right. So now you have the opportunity, which I'm going to give to you right now. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Make me a born again Christian. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you for those that just said the prayer of salvation. I pray that you'd sanctify them, you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit, and strengthen them to do your will. Lord, give us the grace to take advantage, to make the most of every opportunity given to us. Give us the grace, regardless of our situation in life, to work hard. Not to throw tantrums, but to do the right thing. Give us the grace to live lives of excellence in every area, in our relationship with you, in our marriages, in our callings, in our ministries, in our careers. And help us to take advantage of opportunities that you present to us now. Help us not to keep dilly-dallying. Help us not to keep procrastinating. And as we do so, Lord, let all be well with us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. Find a Bible, a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is a great one. Read it, do what it says. You can start in the book of John, it'll tell you all about the love of God. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church, I said a Bible-believing church. Find a place that preaches the true and diluted word of God. There are many churches these days that just to appeal to their audience or to stay in line with the world, they are just the message of the word of God. That's not where you want to be. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world. So just spend time with other believers, fellowship with God, read the Bible, do what it says. Make the most of the time, the opportunities, and everything God places in your hand. And all be well with you. I'll see you in episode 113 next week. Have a wonderful week ahead. And God bless you. Shalom. Thank you.